So please stay for 1 second. I feel like it's the end of class and students are starting to pack up a little bit. Thanks so much for these panels. As I said, this was a kind of experiment. It was let's throw something out there. Let's pull a bunch of different people together from a bunch of different fields. Let's get them together and not give them a lot of organization in advance. Let's not tell them what to do in advance necessarily. And it's the kind of thing that our program, the ISIS program at Duke, tries to do, because a lot of information technology is so complicated, so politically ridden with problems and legalities and all these different social cultural perspectives. It's so pervasive now that you can't invite a small group of experts and get an idea of it. What we wanted to do is try this experiment, invite a lot of people. They don't know each other. They're not part of the same kind of little communities and discourse networks. Some of you all know each other. But just to triangulate on this issue in some way that is so rapidly emerging and transforming the technological landscape and the kind of socio-cultural landscape that we're in right now. And I just want to thank you all for running with that, going with it, and so amazingly speaking to that. And I'm very grateful. Thank you. I also want to, there are a lot of other people I need to thank. I meant to do this the first day. Please stay for this, because what just happened the past day and a half, 2 days, could not have happened without them. And you really weren't here to see the amazing ramp up time and effort that went into this. I said before, we did this in 4 months, and we're a small organization at Duke. And a lot of people were committed to this idea, whether it was podcasting, whether it was opening up the forum a little bit. They really took it as a labor of love, and I want to thank them for that. Particularly, I want to thank Kristen Paul, who many of you know. She's not even in the room. She sat outside the entire conference that she helped plan. She's a new ISIS program coordinator. She's 4 months into the job. She walked into this right when it was starting up, has had to learn everything, and a running sort of, and she planned almost every logistical and administrative aspect of this. And a running joke throughout the conference from the participants, Kristen started sending out daily weather updates. Not even daily, like hour by hour weather updates, because yesterday was supposed to have rained pretty badly and it ended up not, fortunately. But that level of attention to detail and sort of personal grace and elegance and commitment, I get to work with that every day, and I'm really grateful. So thanks to Kristen. Thanks to Mark Olson, Jason Doty, Brett Walters, the clumped together tech guys, who are always referred to as the tech guys. I am too, so you know, I'm one door down from them in the basement. So they have done an amazing job. This was a tough space to do the symposium in, because it's a new space. The protocols haven't been figured out yet. They have taken so much of their time. They're not playing on their home turf. We were supposed to do this in another building where they're located. They came over, 6 in the morning, 8 or 9 at night, when they could get access to the space. To set this up, it ran so smoothly. I thought it was going to be a disaster to have 4 people swapping out presentations. They did that so well. And they're streaming it really well. We ran into some hiccups, but it wasn't their fault. It was wider Duke Network fault. So please thank them a lot. Also for the design, Jason has designed most of the media, most of the design for this. Mark designed the website. They've just gone above and beyond, and I want to thank them for that. I want to thank the people on the planning committee who again, multiple disciplines came out and said, yeah, we want this at Duke. Yeah, we want to do this. We want to mobilize people around this. Richard Lusick, as I said before, whose idea this really was in the first place and who got the seed planted and which we built on. Scott Lindroth, who's from the music department. He's not here right now. He must have left. Ann Wisnett from the Franklin Humanities Institute. Mark Olson, who not only contributed, again, in the sort of technical aspects, but is like me, a PhD student on leave, who contributed so much to the academic content as well, and suggested we invite Jonathan Stern, who was phenomenal. Ken Rogerson, Lynn O'Brien, Kirk Griffin, Rin Nasser, Jane Gaines, Paul Conway, Michael Gohagan actually helped plan it with us too. Say, hey, yeah, you're not quite identifying the right people here. You might want to consider this person when you do some of the invitations. And Rebecca Miller from OIT, who helped a lot in setting up the podcast and the content of the symposium. Thanks to Zach Pogue for being our last-minute photographer when we couldn't find someone else to do it, who always helps us out in these capacities, always is our go-to guy when we need something to do and does it so well. Courtney Orning, who was one of the people who greeted you outside, came over short notice again to help us do hospitality handling problems, which we had. So thanks to her so much for doing that. And our sponsors, who, again, a lot of whom are small, little programs like ourselves at Duke, who gave some of the little funding they have to help make this possible because they saw it as consonant with their own missions here. Center for Instructional Technology, the Department of Computer Science, the John Hope Franklin Center for Interdisciplinary and International Studies, the John Hope Franklin Humanities Institute, the Kimberly Jenkins Collaboratory for New Technologies and Society, the Music Department, the Office of the Vice Provost for Interdisciplinary Studies, the Office of Information Technology, the Program in Literature, and the Program in Women's Studies. Thank you all so much for supporting this. And that's all I have. Thanks for a great day and a half. Please, we hope to keep this dialogue going. That's why we're posting the files. That's why we hope it keeps going on your blog. We've heard a lot of your blogs and your podcasts. We've heard a lot of, well, next year when you do this, hopefully we'll do something like this next year. I think we really sparked something good here that we want to continue. And the weird irony of this is part of who we invited was people I wanted to get to talk to. And was so busy doing that I hardly got a chance to. So I hope we can continue a dialogue into the future. Thanks a lot.